I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Chatter was intercepted that terrorists had identified targets for an attack on U.S. soil. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says we need to be careful what we believe because threats are fear tactics. Iraqi Christians aren't intimidated. They're training nationals to share Christ and plant churches.
This is one of the church's finest hours, with believers arming themselves with the Word of God, continuing the mission, knowing that if ISIS isn't stopped, they'll be killed.
Support E3 Partners Refugee Aid Work through our website. Elsewhere, what can change the life of an orphan in Zimbabwe? Paper and love. Let me explain. Orphans usually live with extended family members and don't get the supplies they need for school. With nothing to take notes with, they end up failing and eventually dropping out. But Baptist Global Response is turning that cycle around and introducing orphans to Christ. Visit our website to learn how. In the meantime, pray orphans come to know Jesus as Savior. And if you've ever wondered how God uses women in the global mission field, we have an event for you. Advancing Native Missions puts on these two-day Thrive conferences that connect women in the U.S. to international women missionaries. A&M's Autumn Nims heads it up.
If women get involved in this and come to a conference and hear what we're doing, it will be life-changing. We're having one on the East Coast and on the West Coast in September.
We've got info on the Thrive conferences at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Scriptures in Use wants you to have a free copy of their new DVD called Ibrahim and the Dreamer. It's a story of changed lives in hard-to-reach parts of the world through storying evangelism. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Ibrahim and the Dreamer link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.